Hey guys, I'm going to try and explain some Chinese New Year traditions in this quick video. They'll mostly be food related, so let's go to the supermarket and get some of the stuff that we need. Pomelos taste awesome, and their Cantonese name rhymes with the phrase to have. You'll see a ton of mandarins around Chinese New Year, and as you can see here, they usually come with the leaves still attached. These symbolize good luck. You'll notice there's a lot of red because red is a lucky color in Chinese culture. Legend has it that a beast was pillaging a village, so they fed it to stop it from destroying the crops. The villagers then found out that it was scared of the color red, so they began to decorate everything with red. They even used firecrackers to scare it away. And the moral of the story is, don't feed the strays. Here's a typical Chinese calendar with the word blessing written on it. Sometimes you'll find that this is turned upside down to signify that the blessings are coming. Here's a typical modern decoration. It's got the word blessing written all over it, it's colorful and it's 3D. Good things come in pairs. These decorative firecrackers have a pair of mandarins on them. There's also a pair of fish, because the word for fish sounds like abundance. We eat sweet, crispy dumplings, which have dried coconut, sugar, and peanuts inside. Their shape is similar to pieces of gold that ancient Chinese people used to use for money. Inside the Chinese candy box, there's usually sweetened fruit, dried seeds, or nuts. We also eat roast pork, which is really, really yummy. We make glutinous rice balls to put inside sweet red bean soup. Buddha's Delight is a vegetarian dish, and you're free to put whatever you want in there. Here we've got dried bean curd, carrots, black mushrooms, noodles, lotus seeds, anything you really like you can put in there. Ningguo is a sticky pudding which is sliced and fried. Some people like to do this with an egg so it doesn't stick to the pan so much. Here's a standard red envelope. Aside from all the eating, red envelopes are probably the best thing about Chinese New Year. They contain money and they're usually given from the old to the young. I mean, who doesn't want to get a cartoon envelope stuffed full of cash? This one has my family's surname on it. With these larger ones, you don't have to fold the money. This one has a Bible verse on it and it says, God bless you. This is a really fancy one and it's embossed. I also found this baby one which is really cute, but I don't know where it came from. So there you go. I hope you can impress some of your Chinese friends when they find out you know so much about Chinese New Year. Thanks for watching.